This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's an us kind of thing if it's going to happen together. Us, United States, unhyphenated. And it's going to be up to me and you, ground floor, bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. It's straight up and down, ladies and gentlemen, top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez, and we've got Doug Schoen and Coach Collins coming up in this next hour. Looking forward to the conversation with Doug. Scott Benghazi, boy, I'll tell you, you know, we got this movie coming out next week, 13 hours. There's just going to be an incredible amount of exposure, we've been saying for quite a while. I'm not sure how Hillary Clinton fares after this. It's a powerful movie.
The spotlight's going to be beyond Benghazi, and there's more and more stuff coming out about some things that she may or may not have done. And like you said, it's going to be hard for her to come out unscathed.
Well, and one of the things that really is bothersome is that now she's denying telling the families that it was about the video. And it's like, wait a minute, man, that has been the narrative for a number of years. And suddenly now it's just a flat-out denial. No, I didn't have it. And meanwhile, the family are going, wait a minute, we had this conversation. I mean, I guess she figures, to lose credibility with the family members is minor by comparison, that she's going to stick to her story, and that's just the way it is. Interesting comments here. We've got a clip of this. Let's play it for everybody on Panetta speaking to MSNBC before the Benghazi committee meeting.
Now, you're here in Washington because you're going to be testifying to the Benghazi Select Committee tomorrow. You've already testified to other committees, but to this committee. And there's a new movie coming out, 13 Hours. And it's about to be released. It is accusing the CIA operatives on the ground of being ordered to stand down and not go to the rescue in time. And the suggestion is that if not for that order to stand down, that Chris Stevens and the others might have been saved. First of all, you were at the Pentagon at the time, I believe. Was there any order to stand down that you know of?
Absolutely not. You know, I'm sure there are going to be movies and books, and there'll be all kinds of theories that'll be presented. But from my experience and from the role that I played as Secretary of Defense, there was never any order to stand down. On the contrary, the whole effort was to do everything possible to try to save lives.
There's also a report, several reports, that the Pentagon made an offer of a rescue effort, military effort, to the State Department, and that someone, the suggestion is Hillary Clinton, said, no thanks, we don't need the help, or stand down, or stand back. Was there any effort by the Pentagon to intervene that the State Department rejected, and would she have even been in the role?
I'm not aware of any such effort at all. As a matter of fact, after meeting with the president, I immediately went back, and we made decisions to deploy forces to put them in place to be able to go in and provide help to those involved, and we in fact put forces in place. The problem was that attack ended quickly, and because of time and distance, we never had a chance to get there. This is a tragic event. It's tragic in a number of ways, but most importantly, it's tragic because it's now become a political football that unfortunately I think doesn't do service to all of those that were committed to trying to protect lives.
Secretary Panetta there, wow, you hear him and he sounds so calm and almost believable, but the facts on the ground are hard to reconcile. He says things happen so fast. How can he say that? I mean, the movie itself is just 13 hours. This is what, the CIA, the Navy SEALs on the ground, what they related. It just, this is the conflict, and this is why the committee hearing goes on. And You wonder if we will ever know the truth about Benghazi. This is Bill Martinez. It's 4 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, America, it is about our future, isn't it? Our future is at hand. We've got a 2016 election just around the corner, Iowa, New Hampshire. South Carolina, before you know it, we are going at it. And of course, coming to these voting cities across the country are the political ads that'll be carpet bombing the citizenry. So prepare thyself. This is the year of the election, especially when you consider that, this presidential race will probably, we're talking, what, a couple of billion dollars, $2 billion to run for president of the United States for a $400,000 a year job. Makes you wonder, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That is exactly where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Doug Schoen is with us. We're still trying to get connected with Doug. Doug has a new book out called The End of Authority, How a Loss of Legitimacy and Broken Trust are Endangering Our Future. Doug has been one of the most influential Democratic campaign consultants for over 30 years, a founding partner and principal strategist for Penn, Schoen, and Berlin. He is widely recognized as one of the co-inventors of overnight polling. I appreciate Doug. I mean, he will tell you that, he is a lifelong, dedicated, committed Democrat. And I appreciate his perspective and his balance and what he brings to the discussion. It's solution based. And, he's been on with us before. So I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk to him about his new book, The End of Authority, and, what he sees unveiling in our country. Because we've got to, first of all, admit that we have a problem. Like anybody that has a problem, you got to admit that you have a problem. And now what are we going to do about it? So we'll talk about some solutions with Doug. I guess we're still on hold for him right now. And no doubt that he has been in high demand with this book. The former president, Bill Clinton, had this to say about Doug's book. He said, in The End of Authority, Doug sounds the alarm on the rising public distrust of government globally, offers his ideas for rebuilding confidence not only in America, but also around the world. And, and that has been, the case. This is what Marco Rubio, in terms of sounding the alarm, what he's been saying is that, domestically, the citizens are distrusting of government, and our allies don't trust us, our enemies don't fear us. We are definitely in a precarious situation. Doug Schoen is with us right now. Doug, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill, and what you just were saying is about what I was going to say about us being in a precarious position, and things are only getting worse, sadly.
Well, your book, The End of Authority, this was a must-write book for you, wasn't it?
It was. It actually, you're prescient to say that because The End of Authority speaks to really what is happening around the world, which is the collapse of authority, the collapse of governments, chaos, and a lack of leadership and a lack of direction anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And we can start here domestically. I often say, it's that you know, that pointing finger analogy, you know, you may be pointing one finger out, but three are coming back at you. We have to realize that we're the start of that problem, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Bill, what I say when I go around the globe and, you know, when I talk about America, what I say is, you know, we are the most successful experiment in democratic governance in human history. And what people say is, given what's going on in your country now, how can you be a role model around the world? You don't have any consensus at home. You offer no leadership around the world, and your politics have been trivialized.
And they're right.
They are. Of course they're right.
Yeah.
And the problem is, you know, I have this other thing I say is, when ISIS comes, and they are going to come, they're not going to ask party identification. They're not going to ask ideology. They're just going to kill us.
Yeah, it is a bipartisan event at that point, no doubt about it, Doug.
Sadly.
Doug, is this an absolute moral failure on behalf of we the people? Is that where it starts?
Yes, it is a moral failure. It is a political failure. It is a failure on every possible level.
Well, we're seeing it played out across our country. 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. I say good observation. Okay, what are we going to do about it? You offer solutions in the end of authority. Bill Clinton cited that. In fact, he praised you for your insight and, you know, the solutions that you offered.
Well, yeah, I mean, we need a consensus on foreign policy. We need a consensus on what our problems are. And we need a commitment that I grew up with, I suspect you as well, mm-hmm. that we are going to try to resolve our issues and challenges in a way that is consistent with our values and who we are. Mm-hmm. And candidly, that's not happened.
Well, we've unhinged from our values, Doug, frankly. I mean, you know, when you consider what's happening in our higher institutions of education, I wonder how high they are these days. You know, I'm for debate. I think we need to have a healthy debate and question these things. But when it's a bashing of American principles over and over again, I am fearful that we have allowed a generation to be raised that is not connected with the truth and with moral values, which is what is the basis of our U.S. Constitution.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And what I would say is, I was educated, and as I believe you were, to believe that free and unfettered debate is the essence of what university education is about. And if I say to you that I have a different view than you do, mm-hmm. You should celebrate that diversity rather than wanting to muzzle me or call me a racist or have me thrown out of the institution, or in some instances, as we've seen, bring in some, quote, muscle.
Yes, exactly, right.
We've seen, this is horrific. This mm-hmm. represents everything that's wrong with our way of life.
Exactly. Well, America has been, you know, people have said, socialist for quite a while, that we find ourselves in a death spiral. The family is falling apart. The look at marriages unraveling in record numbers. The reports of homes where children are being raised fatherless. All this speaks to the, you know, the unraveling of America. But this is the 21st century America that we're starting out with, Doug. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I think we have to do precisely what you were describing, a recommitment to values, to the family, to common purpose, to religiosity, mm-hmm. and to a sense that we have to stand up to our enemies overseas. I mean, I don't even think we're leading from behind. I don't think we're leading at all.
Exactly. Well, you know, we have been saying on this show that, you know, at the end of the day, it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's about the United States. We need to come together on those things that we can agree on. You know, these solid values, Doug, that you point out in your book.
I couldn't agree more. I can only hope that I'll have the chance to come back and talk further as the campaign unfolds about where America needs to go and what we need to do.
Well, Doug, hopefully, can you stay with us another segment, or are you being pulled?
I just heard the music and thought that that meant we were winding up. I'd be pleased to.
Yes, winding up just this particular segment here.
Oh, sure.
Our conversation with Doug Schoen, excellent. Well, great. His book, The End of Authority, How a Loss of Legitimacy and Broken Trust Are Endangering Our Future. It is 14 minutes after the top of the hour, America. We've got more with Doug Schoen after this.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're We're back with the America 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, along with Doug Schoen, his latest book, The End of Authority, How a Loss of Legitimacy and Broken Trust Are Endangering Our Future. Doug, we talked in the last segment domestically what's going on internationally. We look at the unraveling of, in the Middle East, what's going on with a verging nuclear Iran, Russia, ISIS, China, North Korea just releasing supposedly an H-bomb. Like you say, there's no leadership. The people that once followed America, that could trust in America's leadership, have lost confidence.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, you couldn't have put it better myself. What I say in The End of Authority is that everywhere we go, democratic governments are losing legitimacy, authoritarian governments are on the ascendancy, and we face a risk that goes beyond, I think, what we faced in the Cold War, with a nuclear North Korea, a nuclear Iran, or a potentially nuclear Iran. I look and sit and say, goodness gracious, we are all at risk.
Yes.
And where is the leadership in the White House? Where's the leadership in the Republican Party? Where is the leadership in the country? I mean, we're spending time now, Bill, talking about what happened 20 or 30 years ago with Bill Clinton. I don't dispute anyone's right to debate that, but goodness gracious, shouldn't we be talking about how we solve our problems rather than, ancient allegations of misconduct?
Right. Well, it is a waste of time. There's no doubt. And we, Doug, I'm like you. I believe that the cream always rises, and I'm waiting for that cream to rise that's going to give us
Bill,
the vision that we need.
I'd love to know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 2016, we've got a lot of offerings here. Of course, they're going to be ferreting out quite rapidly here with Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, just around the corner here. And as far as the Republican Party is concerned, clearly the Democrats have already chosen, for all intent and purposes, Hillary Clinton. But I'm like you. I'm looking to see who's got the vision, who can energize and bring this country together. We'd hope that one Barack Obama would be able to do that. He said he was going to be transformational. He has been, but I don't believe it was quite the transformation.
He's been transformational to me in a bad way.
Right.
Because we've been weakened as a nation. We have not stood behind our allies. Red lines have been crossed. And there is no sense of American purpose other than something akin to don't do stupid stuff.
Right. How fast can we turn this around, Doug? I mean, because some authorities are saying the damage that has been done in foreign policy is generational in impact.
I don't know how quickly we can turn it around. That's my problem. I don't have an answer to that question. I hope that the next president will be someone like Ronald Reagan, who is transformational, but as we sit here today, Bill, I do not have confidence that that will happen.
Well, it seems that there is a lack of understanding between the difference. I call it the grief to happiness ratio. Some would say the real versus the ideal. Reality is where we are today. Leadership takes us to the ideal, but we need to get a clear understanding of what the ideal represents in 21st century America that, brings back the heritage of our U.S. Constitution, the things that made America great.
I couldn't agree more. But what we're doing now is we're spending hours, if not days and weeks, debating about whether we fund Planned Parenthood.
Mm.
I don't think the framers thought that debates about reproductive rights were going to be a substitute for talking about our core values.
Mm-hmm. Doug, I've been critical of the mainstream media, and I think they've hurt themselves tremendously because I believe they've overstepped their area of responsibility and what they're needed in our society. I've seen the media as being one to document history. That is most important to me, and because they violated that and become, more entertainment oriented and more political, they've provided a disservice, and as a result, they've lost circulation, they've lost impact, They've lost a voice within the public square because they violated the trust. You know, again, going back to what you talk about, broken trust. In a sense, the mainstream media has broken trust with its constituents.
I couldn't agree more. You know, when you listen to either a Donald Trump or a Ted Cruz rally, you know, if they attack Washington, they get justifiable rounds of applause. And if they attack the mainstream media, the applause is arguably even greater.
Doug, of the candidates who are out there, I know we've been hearing, you know, and it's been set up this way, whether it's been on the debates, the mainstream media, you know, they want, you know, a food fight to go place, but that, you know, to take place. But that's not helping the cause, as you say. We're not hearing the kind of ideas and the vision that America is starving for. And, I mean, you know, yes, they're very upset with the establishment. That's clear. And that's what, you know, a lot of these candidates are starting to get an understanding, but how do you articulate a message that's going to rally the forces, you know, and bring America together?
I think there needs to be a statement of high-minded purpose of the type that you have been offering on your show for a very long time and certainly today. But I would ask you, Bill, it's more a rhetorical question than a real question, but treat it as a real question. What candidate or candidates are offering the kind of message that you articulate so compellingly and I try an end of authority to, in my own way, replicate?
Yeah, that's the question, and that's why people, you know, in terms of commanding leads, and of course you could argue on the Republican side there's so many offerings there that will define itself more so with the Democratic side, because Hillary has she's maintained a commanding lead in the face of you know, a lot of pressure with you know, Benghazi, the email releases, and
well,
you know, all these other things.
The
in
Justice
question.
Department has to make a decision on the emails, and we'll see that. And we've got this film coming out on Benghazi, and we'll see what if any impact that has. So I think she's going to be the nominee, and if I had to bet, I bet she's the next president. But it's not going to be a clear path for her, that's for sure.
Right. Well, do you think, what I've been seeing here, Doug, is that quite possibly we could have somebody elected as president with a very low percentage of the vote. I mean, probably the lowest percentage that we've ever seen, only because of the disparate and kind of dismemberment. I mean, if the United States was ever more so the un-United States ever, it's been now. And I think there's going to be a bifurcation of interest to such a degree that, you know, somebody could get elected with less than 40% of the vote.
Oh, I think that's exactly right. And if we had a system that encouraged or allowed independence, I think we would have independents who would be very competitive.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, John Naismith in his book, Megatrends, announced what some 25, 30 years ago, that the two-party system was like two dinosaurs mating. You know, maybe we're on the verge of realizing, you know, an additional party and, you know, this, you know, continual bifurcation to such a degree that, you know, it breaks things up so that we're not looking at the two-party system anymore.
I agree. The only dispute I have with two dinosaurs mating is right now they're sort of two dinosaurs fighting perpetually.
Yes.
But I think between moderate Republicans, if there are any left, and mainstream moderate Democrats of the type that I consider myself, as well as independents, you've got 40-50% of the American people, and they're in large measure unrepresented.
Exactly. Well, and an interesting, you know, bubbling up within the Democratic Party is this conversation of what's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, fumbled over that question. Chris Matthews asked Hillary Clinton about that the other night. Again, you know, there is some influence there with the.
What it tells you is neither one wants to answer. They both know the answer.
Right.
And you know, I'm a capitalist and I'm a Democrat. I'm not a socialist.
They exactly.
Say it because the Democratic left is so coercive.
Doug Schoen, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Doug.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I am holding on. I am
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's me, your humble servant. We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, for more information, BillMartinezLive.com. I think that's the deal, right? Is it Bill Martinez Live? I get paid a dollar every time I say Bill Martinez. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. He holds a doctoral degree in public administration, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, having served stateside during the Vietnam War. He's a retired New York City police officer, a member of American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Happy New Year, Coach. Good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Everybody out there.
Hey, really? Absolutely. Hey, a lot to cover. 2016 is off and rolling. We're going to have a couple billion dollars spent on this presidential race, and we've got Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. They're going to be coming at us lickety-split. Probably by the by South Carolina, we will probably be down to maybe four or five candidates on the Republican side. You'll still have Hillary, holding on to the Democrats.
Yeah, sure. And of course, they are already beginning to regret. You see little stories that it's funny that it seems like now that the only people left on the political stage that believe that Hillary Clinton will just destroy Donald Trump. The people at Fox News and a couple of holdouts over at National Review are still saying the same old tired stuff. And it it's really just embarrassing to listen to them. It reminds me of the fox in Aesop's fable jumping after the sour grapes. You know, just get a grip, fellas. It's over. You lost. People have rejected your view of how politics should be run.
Well, no question. The establishment is being indicted right now, clearly. It's easy to do, Coach. There's enough empirical evidence. I mean, are you better off now than you were 8 years ago? And look at what happened, you know, this travesty recently with the passing of the omnibus bill, just giving us more of the same. I know Paul Ryan was trying to say, look at, hey, all we're doing is clearing the decks and, boy, wait until you see me next year, you know, kind of deal. How many times have we heard that conversation?
Yeah, and you know, the thing, I tweeted him just a few moments ago, you know, pointing out that this, what he's doing now is just show business. That's all.
Right.
That's how do you fool them today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody's buying it. Those horses have run out of the barn. Whatever imagery you want to use, it's too late. And there's going to be major changes for the good come this time next year.
All right. Well, Coach, you know, when Paul Ryan and the House passes a bill, expunge, eradicate Obamacare, okay, you know, you fulfill a promise, but at this point it's like, what a waste of time. You didn't think the president was going to veto it. I mean, like, you just want to put him on record. I mean, he's more than right on record. I mean, this is his signature legislation. I mean, how much more can you pin the tail on the donkey here, you know?
Yeah. And so again, but, see, they can't understand why people are no longer fooled by this.
Right.
But it's us.
Yes.
We're your buddies.
Right.
You know, we wouldn't stab you in the back. No, of course not.
Yeah. No, but here's $1.1 trillion because we're going to somehow balance that, even though we said we were going to do something about the budget and be more responsible. But we're just going to stay on the trajectory. And so by the time this president leaves office, between all his vacations, the millions and millions of dollars that he has spent on vacation, I think we're going to probably be in a positive cash flow just the fact that we're not sending them on vacation anymore.
That's a very good point. Yeah, I mean, it's sad. The only good thing about it is that at least they stay in America. So the money, circulates in our own economy somewhat. But, these people see themselves as royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And the American people don't see it that way and are showing it loud and clear all the time.
Well, they're galled, Coach. They're saying it
louder.
They're staying at home. I mean, every year in the 7 years of this administration, the families have gotten together every year and say, okay, honey, how do we cut back another 10%? What? We have to, you know, we've got to cut back the budget to make this work. And meanwhile, our government continues to spend money like it's going out of style. And they have us believing like somehow it's their money. It's some ethereal budget of some sort. No, this is the people's money. And it's about we the people. But unless we the people stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore, which, by the way, yesterday was we're not going to take it anymore day, by the way, Coach. I want you to know that. I'm not sure if that, resonated with many people, but they need to, probably see that video. Scott, what do you think that video from Broadcast News where the newscaster's yelling out the window, I'm just fed up and I don't want to take this anymore.
Of course, you're alluding to Mr. Trump's success, and We're Not Going to Take It is his theme song, and it's just very apropos. He is turning up the heat all across the spectrum,
mm-hmm.
and I think the quicker that he can become the clear, hands-down nominee, the quicker he can start to really pummel Hillary Clinton. They think that they've seen the worst. They haven't even come near what the worst is.
Right.
I've been doing some of my own research, and it is stunning and laughable to see to Clinton, and this week coming up, I'm going to be posting some of this stuff at CoachesRight.com, mm-hmm. and you'd say, how could Hillary Clinton's people think for a second that they would get away with taking donations from these guys?
Exactly.
But yet, there they are, because they're still running on the old paradigm.
Yeah. Well, look what happened with the Clinton Foundation and Peter Schweitzer in his book. I mean, what an expose. And is it any wonder? I mean, people cannot, be duped with this anymore. But, we need to be more aware. But some people refuse to, as Jack Nicholson said, you can't handle the truth. They just don't want to deal with that, and the thing is, we were speaking earlier, Coach, with Doug Schoen, and I respect Doug. I really like where he comes from, though. We don't agree politically. He's a reasonable man, and I believe that what he wants and is looking for are the same things that we're looking for, and that is the goodness of America and a return to its great days, and hopefully we can elect some leadership that will help get us there. But it's going to be a fight, because clearly there are antithetical perspectives in large numbers to the America that you and I served, and we still see, it's still that Ronald Reagan shining light on a hill.
Yeah, I think that we're going to see a rebirth of optimism as well, because that everything can work if the people are optimistic and they are sure that they can get behind a leader and that the leader will take them in the right direction, and that it will not be a Judas goat, which is what Barack Obama has been. And, every now and again you see little stories about the number of people that regret having voted for Obama.
Exactly.
And the ones that voted for him twice, some of them are really, wrecked with second thoughts.
Right. Yeah. Well, here it is once again, Coach, that experience defines preference. And I, like you, am very optimistic about the future, because we are America, and I believe there's a lot of pent-up productivity that's just waiting to break out. They just want to be given that opportunity. It's 19 before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity?
So you're here in Washington because you'll be testifying to the Benghazi Select Committee tomorrow. You've already testified to other committees, but to this committee. And there's a new movie coming out, 13 Hours. And it's about to be released. It is accusing the CIA operatives on the ground of being ordered to stand down and not go to the rescue in time. And the suggestion is that if not for that order to stand down, that Chris Stevens and the others might have been saved. First of all, you were at the Pentagon at the time, I believe. Was there any order to stand down that you know of?
Absolutely not. You know what? I'm sure there are going to be movies and books, and there'll be all kinds of theories that'll be presented. But from my experience and from what the role that I played as Secretary of Defense, there was never any order to stand down. On the contrary, the whole effort was to do everything possible to try to save lives.
There's also a report, several reports, that the Pentagon made an offer of a rescue effort, military effort, to the State Department, and that someone, the suggestion is Hillary Clinton, said, no thanks, we don't need the help, or stand down, or stand back. Was there any effort by the Pentagon to intervene that the State Department rejected, and would she have even been in the role?
I'm not aware of any such effort at all. As a matter of fact, after meeting with the President, I immediately went back, and we made decisions to deploy forces to put them in place to be able to go in and provide help to those involved, and we in fact put forces in place. The problem was that attack ended quickly, and because of time and distance, we never had a chance to get there. This is a tragic event. It's tragic in a number of ways, but most importantly, it's tragic because it's now become a political football that unfortunately I think doesn't do service to all of those that were committed to trying to protect lives.
I'll tell you, Coach, what Leon Panetta, Secretary Panetta had to say here, I'll tell you, it is in direct contrast to the facts on the ground. And I think when people see the movie 13 Hours, if they haven't read the book already, even what you've seen in news reports, it is a stark contrast with reality. Coach, are you there with me? Okay, did we lose Coach Scott? Okay. Anyway, we're going to try and reconnect with Coach Collins here right now as we discuss Benghazi. Scott, are you with me? Did I lose you as well? All right. Well, this is a live radio show. Is he there? Coach, are you there with me? Okay, well, I was okay. Asking a question and waiting for a response here, and I thought, okay, I'm flying blind here.
When Panetta became the Secretary of Defense, I made an observation, I'll stand by it, that Oprah Winfrey would have been just as good. Because he was just there because he was a big Democrat fundraiser. And I was very sorry to ultimately be right about his incompetence and the fact that it would cost lives. Now, if you listen to what he's saying, he is so over defensive that he goes over the line and he doesn't stop where he should have for his purposes. He adds that they did everything possible to help, and that is so easily debunked that you wonder how a guy who's been around the political world so long would make a statement like that, and that they sent units but they couldn't get there in time. That's easily checked out, as you know,
exactly.
Having spent your time in the Marine Corps, as I did. I mean, there's records when units are put into troop movements, they're reflected in the record. They're there forever.
Exactly.
So where are the records of the units that were sent, Mr. Panetta?
Right.
And, of course, we know the fact is that it never happened because he's not telling the truth. He's lying about it.
Well, he said he met with the president and they discussed and they were ready to respond and that sort of thing. But, the facts on the ground tell you differently.
Sure.
If you were ready to respond, why didn't you respond?
Exactly. And which of these units, which units were you sending?
Yes, exactly.
Which ones? What's interesting now is Charles Woods, the father of Tyrone Woods, is asking Hillary to sit down in the same room with him and take a lie detector test. He's saying she lied right to our faces, as Pat Smith has said too, and told us that this nonsense. This really
about the video.
Lie,
yeah.
about a video,
right,
that they all stood by.
Well,
these people need to be called on it.
Exactly.
And this movie will call them on it.
Well, and that's the thing, Coach. We've been talking about this for quite a while when we knew this movie was going to be coming out in January, that this was going to be quite revealing, I believe. And, in light, and I asked Doug Schoen this earlier, in light of the Benghazi movie, the open investigations on her emails by the FBI, he's convinced, he's still convinced that she's going to be the next president. I'm not convinced that she even gets there, because of all this pressure, because in order to, look aside of what happened, in Benghazi, these emails, America really has to stick its head deep in the sand and ignore the obvious. And we're not even talking at this point, Clinton Foundation, we're not even talking about her failed tenure as Secretary of State. You ask people, you go, okay, what did she accomplish besides all the frequent flyer miles? There's not accomplishment. What did she accomplish as a senator of New York? She's basically a carpetbagger here. And as you say, if she goes head to head with Donald Trump and Donald Trump goes New York on her, which, it's part of his DNA, it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, at this point, people like Schoen are saying things. I haven't been in that business, and having spent time as a political consultant, I can tell you, a guy like Schoen would never admit the truth.
Mm.
That because he's looking for work from her campaign. If he isn't doing a certain amount of work, now he wants more work.
Mm.
And this is why you get people who just won't won't admit the obvious, going way, way back. Do you remember the guy that Fox used to have on regularly that used to look at the camera and insist that the stain on the blue dress not mean that there was any untoward activity?
Right.
If you remember. Yeah. I mean, these guys, that's what they're... what they sell is their loyalty to their candidates. They're not speaking logically. They know that she's lying, but money talks.
Mm. Well, you know, he's a Democrat. There's and that's what he believes in. He believes in the value of it. But I don't think that he's seeing I think he's a pretty reasonable guy. But I don't think he's seeing that his party has been hijacked, and that's clear. I mean, when it's to the point that you've got reporters asking Hillary Clinton or the head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, tell me the difference between a Democrat and a Socialist Democrat, and they can't answer or they basically refuse to answer. I mean, that tells you something right there. I mean, the Democrats always want to talk about how bifurcated, how split up the Republican Party is, but, they don't even want to talk and consider what's happening in their party because this is not the Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy.
Well, no, of course not. And in that same mix, you had Chris Matthews thought he was throwing a softball to Hillary the other day when he asked her that same question about the difference between a socialist and a Democrat. And she hummed and really didn't answer. It was very obvious.
Mm.
So, yeah, look, as the old Bob Dylan song goes, the times they are changing. Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to look back at this period and say that this was, I am now optimistic that we are going to see a new birth of freedom in that our politics will now become more reflective of the wishes of the people who pay the bills.
Mm. Well, but the people have to come together, Coach, and they got to stand up and get out of the shadows, register to vote, and actually vote in numbers like we've never seen before. To really put the message out, I mean, you know, right now the message is starting to resonate because of Donald Trump, and the people are rallying because now they feel like they have a voice against business as usual on the Beltway, and hopefully we can rally the forces together in such a way that the people's voices are finally heard and they reclaim their rightful position, and that is that they serve at our behest, not the other way around, Coach. You know that.
Absolutely. And now we're seeing a huge jump in the number of people who believe that Trump will be the nominee for the Republican Party. We're moving in the right direction on a lot of fronts in this country. Unfortunately, some of it comes at the expense of our foolish cousins in Europe.
Well,
who
no
have
question.
Made bad decisions.
Well, the future of America is in the balance, no doubt about it. Coach Kevin Collins, go to his website, coachesright.com. Coach, thank you so much for being with us. That is a wrap for us. We'll see you next week right here on the SDG Radio Network. It's 3 minutes before the top of the hour.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.